Radio Nerja, 103.3 FM.
It's a surprise to hear a Spanish radio station playing in this bar in Nerja, a small town on the eastern edge of the Costa del Sol. Being a haven for British tourists and retirees, several streets in the seafront lined with rows of mostly English bars and restaurants. Between 350,000 and 500,000 Brits have moved to Spain's warm costas.
I hope that people back in England right now are getting good information given to them.
For British nurse Rachel Booker, who splits her time between northern England and southern Spain, the contrast is stark. Rain and 12-hour shifts await her back home, while here there's 300 days of sunshine and a much lower cost of living. And her view of Britain being part of the European Union has changed since she moved here.
If you'd asked me before I came to live out in Spain, I probably would have been like most of the average working women in England, as if to say, well, what's it ever done for us? Very British feeling that should we isolate ourselves and aren't we better off by ourselves, without really knowing the implications. Since I moved out to Spain, I've only just got here, I've started to realise that it's very important that we stay in. So I've changed my opinion totally.
Rachel sees the benefits of the free movement of people, which allows EU citizens to work in other states with the minimum of red tape. Workers also build up rights to social security and pensions in each country they work in, and can get emergency healthcare in another EU state while travelling.
Only the other day I fell down the stairs in the rain, because it was raining so bad here. Badly twisted foot, had to go for an X-ray. No, absolute no worry at all, just go in, you've got your EU card, they treat you really well. You know, not much different from being at home, you know, and if that's all gone and you're worried about having to pay out for little accidents like that, I mean, it's not good.
Since the British government first announced the referendum date earlier this year, there have been strong arguments in both directions trying to sway the debate. Some say Britain will be worse off financially if it remains in the EU, while others believe a Brexit will be bad for the economy. Professor Ian Begg is part of the UK in a Changing Europe initiative, which wants to give non-partisan insight into the impact of the vote. But he says no one really knows what will happen if Britain does leave the EU.
I think the more likely outcome is that Britain would negotiate a deal not that far away from the Swiss or the Norwegians or the Icelanders, something along the lines of European Economic Area, which would give a fair amount of continuing access to Britons in Europe. But we just can't be certain about this, because it's perfectly conceivable that the rest of the EU would turn around and say, right, you've spurned us, we're not going to be very friendly towards you.
A few miles from Nerja is the very Spanish town of Almuñeca, where just a few Britons live. Among them is Steve Law, who together with his wife has run bars here for more than 15 years. They just opened a new restaurant. For Steve, a Brexit would give London back full control of its borders, and would let it manage immigration into the UK.
I'm only looking from a distance at a deterioration of a country that is fairly tragic, I think. And I know all the people that I speak to, all my family and everyone else that are still living in the UK, feel the same. Purely based on border control alone.
As the EU has grown over the past two decades to include former Soviet states, Britain has seen an influx of citizens from Eastern Europe. While most move to the UK to work, stories of people who arrive just to claim welfare payments always attract attention.
I've read so many times and seen so many programmes that the infrastructure of the UK is going to suffer, not just the health service, not just the main structure of the UK, but the money that's going out. People are being given money and they're not using it to survive. They're sending it abroad or to their homes and their families.
Professor Begg agrees that immigration is a persuasive topic for those campaigning for Britain to leave. But he warns there could be consequences for Brits living in other EU countries.
If Brexit happens, one of the motivations for it is bound to be to reduce the number of EU migrants coming into the UK. And that could lead to tit-for-tat retaliation by other countries saying, right, you're stopping our citizens coming in to work in your country. We're going to do something similar to deter Britons working in France, Germany or elsewhere.
If the British people do vote to leave, there will be 2 years of negotiations to decide what to put in place of the existing arrangements. Opinion polls have showed voters changing their minds by the day. But as official campaigning intensifies, the British electorate can expect several more weeks of doomsday predictions about the costs of leaving or staying. And for Brits on the Costa del Sol, their future might well be in the hands of their compatriots back home. Nick Martin, DW, Southern Spain.